Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. I'll tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. If you haven't been by, come over, check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and share a wall with Cha Cha Chow. You can get some tacos, get some cold drinks, hang out, watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording, or if you're an artist, come get your music recorded over there. It's really something really cool, unique, special for St. Louis, so get out and support them. Check it out. Everything at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date with what they got going on. Got a couple of big events coming up, including April 8th, Saturday. They're doing a big joint release party. Five records released on Saturday, including Miss Molly Sims, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Cara Louise Band, Fourth City, and Culprit Manifest. All five have recorded at Gaslight. All five are releasing their records April 8th at the Ready Room. Live performances from all five groups. So come out and check them out. See what they got going on. Again, full listing of details, everything at GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Steven from Hands and Feet, and you listen to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out this evening with Steven from Hands and Feet.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. We were just kind of catching up here before pressing record, but I was excited we get to work this out and get back together and
talk about
all the new exciting projects you got going on.
Yeah.
One of the big ones I'm excited about is you are part of Lo-Fi this year.
Yeah.
With Bill Streeter and all the crew over there that putting that together. So that'll be coming up on April 8th. And have you been following those his video series?
For quite some time. Yeah. I was really excited to be accepted this year to do it.
Yeah, it's I feel like it's pretty prestige, man, because like they have some really great players part of that every year, and like
holy cow, so it just gets bigger and bigger every year,
right?
So it's pretty exciting to me, like this year.
But they're talking like what is it?
It's 18 bands this year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of video work all in trying to pull it off in one day, right?
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of them running around and I don't know, us sitting up.
Yeah.
And tearing down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because business is open, so, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always I always liked the feel of those two is the fact they're all like kind of custom to each artist in a sense, but it's also a very just raw, real feel to them, you know, like because it is just like, you know, you just set up in random bars and all these different places and
right
and stuff. So
people eating brunch, and yeah, you just come in and play
right
for a bunch of people, and they all leave and.
Yeah, I kind of get a little taste of that doing this podcast because just last night I did one in a Denny's and which is always kind of fun for me, just the live element of it. You know, the fact that people are around and there's a little bit of background music and stuff with the house music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And of course you can hear coffee cups clinking and all that kind of stuff like that. And but the part of the kind of fun thing is we sat down and I put my mic on the table and stuff, and the waitresses are all like, what's going on here? What are you doing? And like, people just started looking around and want to know what's going on. So, but they were excited about it. Like, I gave them stickers and stuff, and they were
cool.
Excited to check it out. So,
yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I totally kind of get a little bit of that. But, so you'll be setting up your video, you'll be shooting at, Yaki's on Cherokee,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be 2:15.
2:15 to 3:15.
Yeah, so that's
nice amount of time to try to figure out if I can get this song right or not.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering that. Like, is it? Lisa give you a little bit of window there in case you want to do a second take
or something. Absolutely.
Because I was wondering if there was one take, and then they had to. How tight that scheduling was, trying to get all 18 of them done and stuff. So,
I mean, hopefully get it done one take. Yeah. I'm hoping that I'm good enough to get it done one take. But, you know,
are you
just new environment? Like that's the thing. It's just like when you practice at home, like you know your sound. You know what the room sounds like, and so you're so comfortable, and all your songs sound super tight. But once you get into a totally different room, it's just no. It sometimes just does not work at all.
Sure,
I have too many experiences like that.
Yeah. Are you looking to debut some new stuff for this or
Yeah, I'm writing a new song. I'm just about comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Playing it live. I tried playing it live the last show I played and it went over well, but I think that it's still kind of growing, still kind of becoming something different every time I play it. Which I like. There's definitely that element of like where it just kind of falls apart and it just becomes something completely different, you know, and you just kind of go with that. And I feel like at the end of this particular song, it just does that. Beginning of it's really tight. Beginning of it all makes sense. It's kind of like a... There's no vocals or anything like that. It's all melodies, but it all flows together. And then once it gets to the end, it shifts moods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit looser.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's really intense and really like it really kind of flows, and sometimes it's just like real like minimal and just sounds a little bit small and delicate. It's weird,
right?
It's a weird thing.
Yeah. Speaking of weird, reminded me. I just sat with some of your. Label mates, Farfetch crew. Matthias and Damon and
Darian.
And we all had a nice hangout. Charles also there.
Oh, nice.
Had a good time hanging out talking about Prologue that just came out the beginning of the year. And they were saying there was how Farfetch is kind of a home for the weirdos, and they embrace the weird and stuff like that.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought it was a well put. You know, like it just there's a lot of weird things going on in the music through that whole label. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff, and I'm glad that you guys aren't afraid to experiment and do different things like that outside of the norm. And
yeah, It's just, with that too, I feel like every Prologue is a little bit stronger and stronger, you know, like, I was hoping that Golden Curls could have this track done for that, but, I'm glad we're also saving it for the record, but yeah, I feel like with the Prologues, you just get, again, just stronger and stronger, and weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
But they all flow, like when they mix everything together, like every song kind of flows in one another, like real, real nicely.
For sure.
Especially going from like something that's definitely like more in a hip hop element into something that's more ambient and then back and forth like that, you know, it's interesting. And I don't know, it's kind of thought provoking too. Like I like to like listen to that kind of stuff, like when meditating or just like going for a walk or something, and just like,
right,
it's nice.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. Yeah, it helps kind of just escape from everything else
too. Right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you had a song appear on that prologue, which was Palace,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. I listened to that track.
And nice.
Sounded good. Yeah. So is that something that also be looking to appear on your new project?
Yeah, like the new record, that song's going to be on it. Mixed a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
I originally released it for a compilation in for this Mexican label, Mexico City, a year prior to the prologue. I gave the Farfetch guys the CD that has 6 songs on it so far. No, just pick one, let me know what you think. And they all agreed they wanted to use Palace. It's like, alright, let's do that. It's totally fine. The other label was totally fine with it. But then I just took that song before I gave it to Farfetch and kind of redid it. So it's definitely a little bit different. And so on the record, same song, but definitely a little bit different too, you know?
Right. How do you, I mean, obviously a lot of people naming songs, a lot comes from the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to Palace, or where some of the inspiration in some of your song titles and stuff, if you're not...
I mean, a lot of times I'll just write songs and just name it just like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, dash, yeah. Something another, just kind of like, just save it in my like my computer files and stuff. And I'll go back later and, like, try to think of titles. Like, a lot of this stuff is instrumental, so it's just, like, it's, like, that kind of thing, you know? And I was just like, well, I just feel this, so I'm just going to do that. But with Palace, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more of, like, a political song. Palace being, like, your body and your spirit is, like, your palace, you know?
Okay.
And so, and the song is just kind of about that breaking down. Through the political system.
Yeah.
it's dark. I mean, but the music's really happy. You know, it's definitely one of the happier sounding songs, but the lyrics are bringing it back down to my level.
Right. since we spoke last, you released a 2-song EP,
mm-hmm.
Hotel, and another really, like, I don't have the song time. I forget what you name those, but the first one,
mm-hmm.
Sour
Times.
Yeah, it was like real mellow, and I mm-hmm. liked that a lot. Like, just I was listening to it while I was driving in the car, and it was just very relaxing and peaceful. And
mm-hmm.
But there's something to that. Like, I mean, it definitely feels current with what's like. A lot of hip hop is doing, like, there's a lot more of these kind of, you know, even through Farfetch'd and stuff, there feels like that, you know, that would be a good beat that they would, like, you know, somebody would rap over and stuff, but like even Childish Gambino and some of the stuff that, you know,
oh, sure.
Some of those guys like that, like, kind of, some of that hip hop. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like that particular track would lend well to some of that stuff.
Nice. Thank you.
Do you get a, I mean, I know there's a lot of like collaboration with you know, DJing and instrumental stuff and like things, but do you get approached to produce a lot of any of that stuff like that?
I mean, mainly just like I do love like collaborations with people,
right?
You know, I was doing a neighbor project with my friend Ben, who actually lives next door. We did the last two prologues. We had a song on both of those. But yeah, I mean, he just kind of approached me like one day, like, "Hey, I heard you play music one day. Mm-hmm. I rap. Let's get together."
Right.
So it's like a lot of times it's like that, you know. I've been playing on being together with Matthias and those guys, try to do stuff and try to do stuff with Solo Aggression. It's just time.
Sure.
You know, like no one really, including myself, like I'm really bad with time, and the time I do have, like by myself, it's just me by myself in the basement, just writing my own shit.
Yeah.
You know, or it's just like mixing or like working with Rolling Curls and recording with them and stuff too. So
yeah, that's another, I guess, fairly recent development. We spoke last, you joined up with Golden Curls,
mm-hmm.
and full time member of the band now.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
it's nice to play in a full band
for sure. Yeah, the and you got a couple of dates where you can come see Steven with Golden Curls. You guys will be, we mentioned playing Lo-Fi April 8th at Yaki's. And you're going to turn around, break down, and head up to Columbia.
Yeah.
Where Golden Curls will be playing a festival up there. Starflyer, you said?
Mm-hmm. Starflyer Festival.
And that's at Cafe Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple St. Louis friends also going up there with you. Sea Shine and Cave of Swords.
Yeah.
Along with a bunch of others, but that sounds fun. I mean,
it's
kind of a crazy, hectic day, but I'm sure it'll be a good time to go.
Oh, that's totally going to pay off.
Yeah.
It's that night's going to be great. It's just all great bands. Super excited. I love Columbia.
Yeah.
Shakespeare Pizza.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. It was, I think I might have told it on here a little while back, but I just ran up there a couple weeks back for Atmosphere.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Atmosphere and Brother Ali.
Oh, man.
And Dim Atlas.
Uh-huh.
And it was at the Blue Note. And before I left, we were on Facebook, and Scrub said he was going to... I said I was going to get Shakespeare's Pizza, and he said, I'll see you there. And it was kind of... You know, I thought it was just a goof kind of thing.
Right.
But the first person I walk in the door, you know, I walk in the door of Shakespeare's, and there's the Scrub... getting ready to, you know, pay for his pizza and stuff. So
that's great.
I just thought it was, I mean, I ended up standing right next to him. I didn't even, you know, I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't expect to walk in to see somebody I know. And then, then some guy taps me on the arm. I'm like, oh, man. Right. You know, I was like, it was crazy. Like,
that's awesome.
Drive an hour away from home and you run into people you know. And,
so great.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that Scrub Ace Haas stuff yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, the Plastic Rock.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
What talented dudes,
right? When he did the podcast, you know, a few months back or whatever, when we were kind of talking about, you know, getting ready to release that project, he was still finalizing some things, but he gave me a little sneak peek at the Aerosmith one he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow, blown away.
Dude,
I was like,
so good.
Yeah, it was so good. So, yeah, if you haven't checked that out, I believe all the videos are up on the Facebook and YouTube and things, and... But, yeah, Plastic Rock, there's a five-part series. And,
mm-hmm. All so sick.
Yeah. So basically good. Redid a bunch of classic rock tunes for beats, and then Scrub does does this thing on it. And
just kills it.
Yeah.
It and the videos are great. They're beautifully shot. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. And all, I believe everything was all filmed right here in St. Louis mm-hmm. Again. Which I think is a lot of fun, even with his Anita Ride video and stuff. There's all,
right.
You know, you can see the little shots of the arch and all that kind of stuff. Like,
right.
So I'm glad he does, you know, he's proud to be from St. Louis here and representing, so.
For sure.
But yeah. Is that something you ever want to get to do in more video? I know you do a lot of stuff in your live show with the projection.
Yeah, I was doing stuff for a while with projections. Yeah. It's been a little bit since I've done that.
Right.
Since I've been starting to play at Golden Curls, Sarah has been kind of doing a lot more of that on her end. with my stuff, like, I really have just, like, just been playing.
Yeah.
You know, I've just been adding new equipment and writing new songs and figuring out how to make the live performance a little bit more rather than just, like, pressing buttons and playing guitar, you know? So now it's just, like, doing all that, but now I'm doing it all at the same time when I'm playing, like, a ride cymbal. Yeah. You know, and then, like, working samples and remixing everything I just recorded. And, yeah, it's a little bit more... It just keeps growing.
Yeah.
You know, it's always... You're always learning. I am, anyway. I feel like just always learning and always kind of growing in that kind of aspect.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, before I forget, too, another opportunity to... you'll be April 15th. You'll be at Schlafly Tap Room,
mm-hmm.
As with Hands and Feet, and you'll be playing with Cave of Swords. But you said Golden Curls is also
playing. Golden Curls is playing a Landor that night. So pick and choose.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I can get to Golden Curls show. I think if not, Sarah's going to be doing like a DJ type set, which will be totally great.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Philip, our drummer, he's doing a solo. It's his first solo show too, and from what I've heard, it's been just outstanding.
Yeah,
live samples and live drums and trumpet.
Yeah,
talented dude. Yeah,
yeah.
Real cool. Fortunate to play with those guys.
Yeah, I there's a guy, you know, drum and trumpet. It's not usually a combo that you would see a lot, but there's a guy's Ben Miller band I'm a big fan of,
mm-hmm.
and they had a guy, Doug DeSherry, that played with him, and just really talented multi-instrumentalist. And but yeah, there was times where in the middle of set, like, he'd play a full kit and then he'd stand up and he would play trombone on a song and then he played washboard and stuff. I mean,
awesome.
Played a little bit of everything, and it was just like, oh, and electric spoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played, so, and he would run them through, like, guitar effects pedals or spoon effects pedals.
Spoon effects pedals.
Right. And he would make all kinds of, like, I mean, it would sound like a Pink Floyd record, man. It was, like,
wild,
and he was doing it all with spoons, and I was like, it was crazy.
That's so kick-ass.
Yeah, so I love watching that kind of, you know, people get, you know, inventive with it, you know, do
just, oh, for
like
sure.
Saying, step out of the norm and do something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but that sounds a lot of fun though. Getting to see all that Golden Curls stuff going on. So.
Yeah, we have a lot going on this year. It's gonna be a good year for both Hands and Feet and Golden Curls.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, like I said, now you got the two, or would you all like to do more touring together, or, I mean, you're hitting Columbia and stuff?
Yeah, I think, like, we're slowly kind of getting into doing that. I mean, I know this summer I plan on playing a lot of out-of-town shows. I'd like to be able to, like, kind of do, like, a combo with both bands.
Sure.
We've done a few shows here anyway in St. Louis where we take turns, like, playing songs off of one another. That was actually before I actually joined the band. And when I joined the band, we had another show where we kind of did the same thing. It was definitely a lot different because now I'm in that band, so it sounds a little bit different. But yeah, so I think we're going to try to do kind of stuff like that too.
Yeah. That'd be, I mean, I think that'd be kind of ideal for you know, you could either swap back and forth or whatever, but you could always have, you know, one open up for the other and kind of thing or something, you know, so.
Yeah, well, we've done that. Like, we played shows at the Tap Room where either I would open up or they would open up, you know. And sometimes during the last song, we all just kind of, like, meld in and just, like, warp mm-hmm. one song to another. Like, one of my songs is one of her songs or our songs. And yeah, it's interesting. It's really, it's fun when that could happen.
Yeah.
You could play off each other like that. Especially electronic music, it's just, seems pretty hard to do, but I don't know. I think it's definitely doable. I just played a show it was a Farfetch'd show. They do it every Thursday at Foam. Not every Thursday. I think it's like every last Thursday of the month.
Yeah, something like that. Third Thursday, maybe.
Maybe that's what it is.
Link Up?
That's it?
Yeah.
I did one last, the last one. And you know, at first everyone was just kind of doing their own thing. Then I played, I just brought my guitar. Like, I came late, came from work. All I did was just, like, bring my guitar, my effects pedals. I didn't bring my computer or anything. I totally didn't realize what it was, I guess. Yeah. So, you know, everyone just, like, started playing at the same time. And it all was kind of messy. And all of a sudden, it just, like, clicked. And once it clicked, it just, like, stayed that way, like, all night. And it was really awesome.
Sure.
It was cool. People stepping in and out and people knowing their place.
Well, when I mentioned the one the with all the guys earlier, the Damon and Darian, and they kind of talked to me about that. What they want and kind of the vision of for what they had in mind for the link up. And I mean, I don't think you're far off. Like, because they were, when I was asking them about it, like they were saying how, you know, yeah, it's a lot of you know, kind of more DJ stuff, but they also, you know, I was like, well, you know, if they create something, could Matthias come in and freestyle over it or whatever, you know, like, or, you know, you come in with a guitar or do whatever, you know, so like, basically it sounded like essentially a jam session kind of thing, but through more electronic and like stuff.
Beat based type music. It's great. Yeah. It was cool. It turned out great.
Yeah. So yeah, come out to phone and check out the link up. There's Facebook events and everything, keep you all informed. So
there's also Bulls Building Curls and Hanson Feet is playing the RFT. It's not the RFT showcase anymore though, but it's the new RFT showcase.
Okay,
I don't know what it's called. I forget what it's called.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen in the Grove sometime in June. I don't remember. Maybe May. I don't remember. Something like that. Do you know anything about that at all?
In the past, I haven't heard anything about this year's, but...
Okay. Yeah, they're doing it again this year, but it's not called RFT Showcase.
Right.
It's something completely different.
Well, that's... they always have people vote for best whatever.
Best artist of the year.
And genre stuff, and then like they would always put together these big live shows all over the Grove, and so I guess they're renaming it.
Like they're doing the same thing, but I don't think there's a whole like voting.
Yeah,
I'm not really too sure. I'm not really what.
Well,
I just know I'm playing.
Not too
excited about that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And that's always kind of crazy too, just to see like the Grove just like saturated with live music everywhere, you know.
It's great
all day long, and you get such an eclectic variety, you know, just so much live music and everybody's represented there, so it's really cool.
It'll be nice to just go, for me anyway, just to go 1 year and not play and just see all the bands that are playing. I really don't get to see that many because I have so much equipment and I'm so paranoid. So like I'll go to the venue, I'll set up, you know, when I'm supposed to set up, and I'll just like sit down and then not move around my stuff too much, you know. It's just a big pile somewhere in a corner, and I'm standing right next to it the whole time.
I get a lot of people asking me about playing, and you know, like, a you know, if I'm a musician or if I want to be and all this stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, I really enjoy just being a fan because of the fact that I can get out and do that. I can go like see all these different bands and stuff. I can just go whatever show I want to. But I imagine for yourself and most musicians, it is very difficult to go watch your friends play because either you have your own gigs or whatever else, you know. So it's like it's very difficult to find the time to go out to see all these shows.
I feel so bad. Like I haven't seen hardly any shows at all this year. Like all my friends are playing shows and I don't go to any of them. I'm always working all these like crazy hours,
right?
And then like when I'm off, like I'm just at home or I'm like, you know, hanging out with my girlfriend. We're just like talking about whatever and working on music and
Is there any collaborating going on there? Or
we're always talking about trying to do something. Yeah. We're totally two different kinds of musicians.
Right.
Our approaches are so different from one another.
Could be interesting, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got together one time and, like, kind of mess around with, like, some joke stuff, you know? But, you know, we both write very, just like I said, very differently.
For sure.
Hopefully at some point, you know, yeah. I've been kind of pitching an idea. She's been pitching ideas. We just need to just sit down and do it.
Right. Well, we like I said, we got some new music on the way, including some of the songs that people have heard, but some bunch of new stuff. Is there? I mean, are you? Is that a 2007 release? You
2017?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to release it this year. If I get enough stuff done, like I have about. Maybe about 20 plus songs recorded for it already, and I'm not happy with any of them other than like maybe 5 or 6.
Right.
Right now, you know, I'm very, very, very picky. I've been recording a lot and maybe too much.
Yeah.
And just really overanalyzing a lot of things. But I think with the 5 or 6 I have done right now that are solid, I'm really happy with. I'm going to play a new song for Lo-Fi that I haven't recorded yet, but that's going to be on the next record. Mm-hmm. Once, you know, hopefully I'll have it done this week.
Yeah.
for the Lo-Fi thing, but that's going to be on the record too.
Are you looking to do a hotel? You have a on cassette.
Mm-hmm.
And
I made a single.
Yeah, a single. and Sour Times was on pressed vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Which I bought a copy and
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Nice.
But is that are you looking to maybe do a vinyl again with this new release, or
I don't know, I might just do, you know, I would like to, of course. But I might just release it on a CD. I might just like make some CDs, get some CDs made.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that now CDs are also like the, you know, kind of retro. You know, it's like
right, yeah.
Let's
bring those back.
Yeah,
down.
Not, yeah. People aren't hardly even making CDs anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. I mean, it's people just like burn CDs. Like, you know,
right.
Just bring you a couple of CDs, but.
Everything's digital, man.
Right.
Everybody wants it on Spotify and stuff.
Right, seriously. So yeah, hopefully I have this done this year. I'm looking at late summer at this point to get all done. It's just, you know, I'm also just debating on how many songs I want to have done for it too.
Right.
You know, I've been thinking at least want to get 12, but now I'm thinking maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, all my releases have always been pretty short, you know, from like, see, the first CD I did, I think I had 10 songs, the record had 6, the other tape had like 6 songs, this tape has 2.
Right.
So yeah, so you know, maybe I might have 8 for the next thing, I'm not too sure.
Right.
The media type thing, I don't know, I'd like to get it done on vinyl. But CDs are a little bit more cheaper.
Sure.
You can make a little bit more.
Hey, looking for some new music? Come check out Music Record Shop, located in the Dot Zach building. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com or come in store and check out their nice display of records, vinyl, tapes, and CDs. And you can get yourself all kinds of new music. New records in every Friday. And if you want to get your records on the shelf, reach out. They have a wonderful local music selection as well, and they can help you out with that. We got a couple big events coming up, including Record Store Day, April 22nd. So mark your calendar. Come out to Record Store Day. A lot of exclusive releases and other things coming up. So more details to be announced, but mark your calendar for the 22nd. And full listing of events all at musicrecordshop.com, and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away free tickets and records and things, so it's a good way to get involved and win free stuff, so check it out.
Friends of mine just did a split 45, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I would love to do that. Like, I've been trying to, like, convince the other band to like, hey, this do a single.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be kind of maybe be fun to do, yeah, Hands and Feet and Golden Curls split single or something like
right.
that. Right. Be cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be super cool.
Yeah.
But hopefully they'll think it's super cool, right. too.
if you don't know, if you, like we mentioned some of the older CDs, those are all available at Hands and Feet. Bandcamp. I know that's one spot.
Mm-hmm. Farfetch.net.
Yeah.
We'll have a link to it as well. And I believe you get both. I think they still have records. You can order records through them or through me, through Bandcamp.
Right.
I have a few left. They have a couple left.
And the couple in the stores too, right?
Unless, yeah. You know, I haven't really checked. Yeah. Last time I checked, I know Music Record Store had one left. Vintage Vinyl might have one or two left. Dead Wax might have one.
Yeah.
So they're scattered around the city.
Right, yeah. might find them at your local record store.
Collect them all.
Yeah. And then you can get involved with Steven at on Facebook as well, Hands and Feet.
Mm-hmm.
And get on there, I'm sure. Keep you informed of all the show announcements coming up and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, man, we're going to drop in a bunch of tunes here and let you get a sample. But yeah, come on out. It's a pretty big deal, this lo-fi. And that'll be April 8th, Yaki's 215.
215.
For Hands and Feet video. Of course, it'll be, like I said, 18 of them. There's going to be live music all day long going on.
Wear ammo masks. Yeah. Dress as animals.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
There we go.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to go to hit the store.
Hit the store.
Yeah, man.
Johnny Brock's, y'all.
Yeah. but yeah, man, I really appreciate you taking some time to hang out again. This is...
Of course.
It's always fun.
Thanks for coming out so late.
Oh, yeah, man, no problem, man. I don't sleep anyway, so...
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.